Good day, everyone. Corey Jones, Safety Man Consulting, safetyman.co. Remember, if you like these podcasts and these YouTube videos, smash, crush, push, press, squeeze, whatever you got to do to that like, subscribe button so we can get more content to you. Share these videos. Share them with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Keep them safe. That's my whole purpose, is to keep you safe. Again, I got some notes over here, so you see me glancing periodically to my left, so make sure that I get everything to you. If you have to show up for work early in the morning when it's dark by yourself, sun's changing, winter's coming, sorry to say that, and you might be showing up for work dark by yourself, what I want you to do is circle the building. Just take 20, 30 seconds out of your morning and circle the building. When you circle a building, you're doing a recon. You're checking for suspicious vehicles, suspicious people, people hiding in the bushes, people walking around that don't look like they're supposed to be there. What am I going to say next? Trust your instincts. If they don't look like they're supposed to be there, park in a safe area where you can see them, but you're far enough away that you're safe. Call the police. Let the police deal with them. Do not ask them questions. Do not try to run them off. Don't ask them why they're there. They may kill you or they may run away and you'll never find out who they were. Go to a safe location. Let the police deal with them. They'll be more than happy to do that. Our favorite call as a police officer is a suspicious person there now. Trust us. After you've done that, I want you to park across the street or at the end of the parking lot where you can illuminate the inside of your building with your headlights and your high beams. Just illuminate it. Check it. Make sure all the glass on your doors are not broken. Make sure that there's nobody inside moving around. Make sure you don't see any weird shadows, anything going on inside, any danger, any fire, anything like that. You want to illuminate the inside of your building just for 10 seconds. You know what it's supposed to look like. I'm only taking 45 seconds out of your morning to keep you safe, okay? That's all I want to do. After you've illuminated the inside of your structure, you may then want to get out and have your phone in your hand, okay? I don't care if you're talking to somebody or not talking to somebody. You're going to be saying, hey, Bill, you inside already? Cool. The door's locked or unlocked. All right, thanks. I'm walking up now. Thanks. Yeah, keep an eye out for me. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. All right. Good looking out. All right. Even if you're not talking to somebody, you want to make sure that somebody who's casing the joint, somebody who's planning to potentially attack you, rape you, rob you, kill you, murder you, kidnap you, something, that they're thinking that there's a guy named Bill who's inside that building watching you right now. We don't want you to be an attractive target to him, okay? We want that aura of someone is there, someone is dangerous, someone who is going to make him or her pick another target. We want them to be checking their surroundings. Also, think about your EDC. I did a podcast a little while ago and a video on EDC that stands for everyday carry. What they are is legal weapons, legal improvised weapons that you can walk around with that can protect you in the event that you are attacked. One of the easiest ones is a tactical pen. You could just use it to rake someone in the eyes, the throat, the groin. You can use it to push people out of the way in a crowd. They're TSA approved. I've flown all over the world with them. You can use pepper gel or pepper foam. You notice I didn't say pepper spray. Pepper spray has a lot of bleed back effect, and it can also affect you. And if you're not ready for it, you can be just as affected as the bad guy. And it only works in about 83% of the people. You could use a taser or a stun gun. I do sell those, and I do train people in those. If you're in a state that allows, you can carry a firearm. I also highly recommend that you have training from someone like me, who is a professional firearms instructor, to make sure that you know the law, the safety, and the tactical way to use that firearm to protect yourself. So think about your EDC, your pepper spray, your tactical pen, your taser, and all those different things. Now, you get out of your car and you're walking towards your building. You have to start making a plan. If I'm halfway to my building and something happens, can I run back to my car or can I run to the building? I would suggest you don't lock your car until you get safely to your building, then reach back and hit that little button if your car is close enough so you can run back and get that open door. You know, when they protect the president of the United States, they never lock the car door until he's in it. You see them walking around with the car door open so they can quickly get him in there if something should happen. Use those same tactics by the professionals for yourselves. Leave your car door unlocked until you get safely inside your building, then turn around and lock your door. Obviously, we don't leave expensive items on our front seat so people can take them. Okay. Have a plan. Is there another business open in that strip mall in that area that you work in that you could run to if you get too far away from your car, but not close enough to get to your building? And then you're fumbling with keys like on every horror movie. Is there a Starbucks? Is there a Dunkin' Donuts? Is there some other place that's opened up? If not, then you got to make a plan. I'm going to run this far to another place that might be opened up that I can get help to, whether it be a 24-hour gas station, CVS or something like that. But you have to make the plan now. You can't make it up as you're going along. You know where you work. When you're driving around that 30 seconds and you're illuminating the interior of your structure for 10, 15 seconds, you're making a plan and you're ready to enact that plan with 100% vigor. There's a famous general, Patton, who said that a plan started with 100% vigor now is better than the best plan 10 minutes later. So we have to make sure that we're ready to do this now. Okay. So let's recap. You're going to get to your job 30, 45 seconds earlier. You're going to circumvent it. You're going to go around it. You're going to look for people, cars, anything that's not supposed to be there, anything that's out of character. We talked about establishing that baseline, what's normal for 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, or if you're leaving at night, these processes can be reversed. What's normal for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night? At night, we always recommend that you have somebody at least watch you walk to your car. If not, walk to your car. Unlock your car door from far away. Make sure that there's nobody inside of it. Yeah, you can always check to make sure there's nobody under it, although I've never heard of that happening. Check the back seat, make sure there's nobody in there. Get in your car, lock your door, drive to a safe location, then check your phone. Don't check your phone sitting in your car with your car door unlocked, because you're not going to be aware of somebody coming up trying to attack you or get your attention. You don't need to talk to anybody. Get in your car, lock your door, get away. Be safe, be ready, like the button, share this with your friends, keep them safe, keep them ready. Safetyman.co.